Hollywood's fallen stars, Billy Graham. Folks, be not deceived with the first appearance of things, for show is not substance. Somehow, and I know not how, in Hollywood, they put up these fallen, demoralized, and debased reprobates as some sort of standard bearers of moral guidance. They take it so far as to honor the fallen with a star on the sidewalk, suggesting that there is some sort of honor instead of shame obtained when their names are written upon one of them. It tells us in Luke 10:18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. The stars in Hollywood located on the sidewalks represent a fallen star. Fallen stars are in the Bible represent Satan as those angels who sided with him in rebellion against the God of Israel. Keep in mind, during the turn of the century, Hollywood was originally the location where land was given away freely to congregations that were willing to erect their churches. Also, up until 1968, it was the church's obligation to vet all movies before being released to the populace in America. How far has the church fallen from their duties before God? Friends, Hollywood is the place where the occult is magnified and honored, where witches and warlocks are. Through desensitization normalized in where the fallen angels congregate, and the ideologies and manifestations of demons are given life and brought into the mainstream, and yet somehow Hollywood and its fallen stars have become some standard for people to go and to emulate. One star in particular that I couldn't help but notice was that of Billy Graham. Yes, I said Billy Graham, the ecumenical preacher, the oneness evangelical, the evangelical pope, as they called him when living. Why would Billy Graham have a Hollywood star? Pedophiles, homosexuals, child murderers, cult leaders, and advocates of every form of evil are praising Billy Graham, and yet Jesus Christ was hated, as were his disciples, 11 of the 12, were martyred. How does this make biblical sense? Jesus Christ was rejected and crucified, but somehow Billy Graham is accepted and praised by the world? The only explanation must be a totally different gospel being preached than that which was preached by Christ himself. There is no other reasonable explanation. The message was and is, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message was not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, like that of Billy Graham.
All I am is a messenger to give you a message that God loves you and is willing.
Remember, Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Or what of Luke 6:26? Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Quite telling, is it not? Hollywood and its fallen stars have nothing to offer but that which God condemns in so many different ways. Look to the hell that they themselves have helped to create. It is a spirit of Antichrist at work to deceive the people into the ways of deception and at length death and hell. The Bible clearly tells us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So tell me, why then would Hollywood and the world be loving on Billy Graham so much as to honor him with a Hollywood star? Suggesting that there is some sort of honor instead of shame obtained when their names are written upon one of them. It tells us in Luke 10:18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. The stars in Hollywood located on the sidewalks represent a fallen star. Fallen stars are in the Bible represent Satan as those angels who sided with him in rebellion against the God of Israel. Keep in mind, during the turn of the century,
BBSradio.com.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in, you can, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I just wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, afternoon show, morning show on the right with Tim Brown. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. Folks, I wanted to let you know before we get going today, because this is the kind of stuff I really come alive in. When there's storms, I love storms. I love when it's thundering out and it's raining really hard. It's windy. I really wake up in that kind of stuff. And this is the kind of stuff that yours truly is born for concerning the topic that we're going to now talk about. And again, folks, this is where we're missing the men that we need the most. Instead of them standing up and confronting the issues of the day, what we see is we see them play the pacifist. We see them negotiating. We see them acting diplomatically. We see them blatantly, friends, turncoating the Christ they say they serve and the men that they say they love. And this on so many fronts. And again, I just want to make clear that you all understand this again is the stuff that I wake up into in a big, big way. And so I want to get to this again, because again, it's important that we do. What we're seeing today, and I'm going to get to this in a moment, is when you go to 1 Kings 13:33, this is going to explain perfectly, as again, where America is at. This is another one of those mall maps where it says, this is where you're at right now. When you read 1 Kings 13:33, it says, after this thing, Jeroboam, the corrupt, evil, wicked king, he returned not from his evil way. He never repented. He kept going on headlong, and he forced everybody to go with him in one way or another. The Bible says that he made again of the lowest of the people priests, and it's not just the priests, but in particular, that's what we're going to talk about. He took the most debased, corrupt reprobates that he could find, and he put them in positions that would be subject to him and his rule alone. And the reason those people were put up in such a place is they were to keep everybody in line, as if to suggest they are the gatekeepers, they're controlled opposition. That's in fact what they are. But you go no further than what they exhibit, or what they show you, you can exhibit, especially when it comes to the things of Christ. So let me read this one more time. After this thing, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people. It's exactly what you're seeing today. Of the high places, whosoever would. In other words, those that sold them souls to serve him. He consecrated them, and he became one of the priests of the high places. Now, why am I saying that? Because, folks, what we're seeing right now in America is just that. We're seeing these individuals that are being handpicked by none other than Donald Trump to be those that are going to be giving a prayer at the inaugural address, okay? And I'm just going to go through this little by little, and I'm going to break it down for you so you guys can all understand that this, again, is in fact what is in play. Now, listen to this. This is a post that was just recently given, and I want to highlight the post. It's very short. According to his article from January 14th, 2025, President-elect, right, the only one of two options that you were given out of the other 1,302 that were ignored, but the President-elect, Donald Trump, has selected a state of religious leaders to pray at his inauguration next week. The list of religious leaders, according to the inaugural committee spokesperson, includes Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, who will provide the opening invocation, along with Reverend Franklin Graham, head of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Offering the benediction will be that of Rabbi Ari Berman, president of Yeshiva University, Imam, listen carefully, Imam Hushman El Husseini, who serves the Karbala Islamic Center in Dearborn, Michigan, Pastor Lorenzo Sewell, who serves in 180 Church in Detroit, and the Reverend Franklin Mann, a priest from the Diocese of Brooklyn in New York. So as much as some people want to insist that the United States was founded as a Christian nation, the representation of the non-Christian belief system listed those names above that I just gave to you reminds us yet again that it was not. And those same people similarly insist that God established this nation, but would he really have established a nation that allows for freedom of religion? In other words, allowing foreigners to come in and give an invocation during a president's inaugural address. The Bible says in Judges 5:8 that when other gods are within the gate, just what you're seeing here, the Bible promises that there's going to be war as well. How many times have I said on this show, Americans, how many times have I said that they are doing their best to Europeanize America? There's no better way to do it than what you're seeing right now. Take a little of every religion, bring it together, and then bring one order together. And that's exactly what's going on. It goes on. The God of universe who engraved in stone not to have gods before him. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob who sent Israel and Judah into captivity for idolatry is exactly what America is doing today. America is a false light that we're portraying, or should I say illuminating, out to the rest of the world today. A false light is when something appears good that it's actually completely deceptive at its core and will lead many astray. Then he goes on and says this, whoever made the post, 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers. How do they operate? And what do they hide behind concerning fiend appearances or under false pretenses? It says that they deceive the people by what? Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, who ends and their ends shall be according to their works. I want you to go ahead and take a look on social media platforms. These are the men that they're using to give the prayer inauguration at Donald Trump's acceptance speech. Every one of them is compromised. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern-day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at christianmediaconference.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So that this nation may long endure, I urge you to follow in the hallowed footsteps of the great disobedience of history that freed exiles, founded Christianity, defeated tyrants, and yes, in the hands of an aroused rabble, in arms and a few great men, Charlton Heston. The brave man inattentive to his duty is worth little more to his country than the coward who deserts her in the hour of danger. President Thomas Jefferson. Okay, so let's first kick this off. According to who it is that is heading up this prayer, this invocation, this benediction, friends, given by those that have been handpicked. Americans, let me ask you the question. Since, let's even go back 70, 80 years, because we've seen things really go awry even before that. I mean, we've been tested since the very conception. In the very beginning of this country, we have been tried, and tried again. And what's happening is the people in the 1900s, the turn of the century, we noticed that they gave up the fight for their prosperity. And it's interesting, the Lord told us specifically not to do that. Don't ever forget where your power and your prosperity came from, because if you should do that, this is what's going to happen. Okay? Well, this is what's going to happen is happening now. We're being incrementally seized by those that were allowing to do it. And when I'm talking about what's in front of us right now concerning these hand-picked charlatans, because that's exactly what it is, and it really is truly heresy, to suggest that when the Lord says, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and then Jesus said, that's Exodus 20, verse 1, and then go to John 14, 6, and Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Isn't it rather offensive to you Americans that should know better? That they're just welcoming everybody in and saying, giving a little prayer or invocation during the inaugural address of this said Christian president who turned to Judaism back in 2017. I mean, folks, this is all confusion by design. But again, I want you to see who the people are that they picked. Okay? And the fact of the matter is we have an imam in there. I'm curious. I want to go back and I just want to throw this down on the ground here for you. The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. I avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are so eternal and immutable, unchangeable, as the existence and attributes of God himself. Okay, well, we got that far. Now let's go to the next point. When we look at those that serve we the people, namely the said Christian president, Donald Trump, who turned to Judaism back in 2017, we played the video for you yesterday. When he puts his hand on what to swear to uphold what, so help me God, what God is he talking about? Well, he said the Christian God. And when he puts his hand on that Bible, he promised to uphold the laws found within. Well, the first law, according to moral law in Exodus 20, verse 1, Deuteronomy 5, go over to Romans 13 as well, is thou shall have no other gods before me. So why would we be calling upon those that are serving foreign gods, that are being allured into America, to create an ecumenical, a oneness form of government under the guise of all these other foreign gods? Well, somebody said to me the other day, Bradley, this morning, you know what? This isn't a theocracy. Oh, yes, every country's a theocracy. Do your homework before you stick both feet in your mouth. You're either ruled by God or you're ruled by tyrants. Well, you know what? We have freedom of religion. You know what's interesting? When you go in, let's just go to my own backyard, the Capitol in the state of Minnesota. The first thing you see is when you walk in the Supreme Court, outside of seeing all the Christian scriptures and quotes etched in and inscribed into the walls of the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, it's interesting you see Moses awaiting the divine law of God. And then when you turn around, you look at none other than a quote by a guy named John Locke, who said, where God's law ends, tyranny begins. And then you consider guys like Charles D. Montesquieu, who said that liberty is the right to do what God's law permits. And then you look at every state preamble acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You look at the Liberty Bell. You look at the Lady Liberty. You look at the crosses above the fallen soldiers at Arlington Cemetery. You go into the federal building. You see the pilgrims with a Christian Bible in their hand. I mean, the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. And then we see our forefathers acknowledging who we are. And then what we have is a bunch of revisionists. And those that are listening to the revisionists believe what the revisionists are saying when they're saying that this isn't a Christian country. Folks, every seed reproduces after its own kind. Okay? I can't plant a seed in the ground that is a wheat, a kernel of wheat, and then I'm going to expect flax to grow outside of that. I'm going to reproduce wheat. I'm going to reproduce after the sort of seed that was sown in because, again, it reproduces after its own kind. What is the own kind and what was it that our forefathers established? Well, I'm giving it to you right now. I mean, it's all right in front of us. Christianity, Christianity, Christianity. That's all you have to do is ask the modern day politicians as to what they're at war with, and that'll tell you exactly who we are and what it is that they have established. Folks, and what is it? They want to upend your Christian heritage. They want to upend the Torah, the moral law in which common law is established, canon law, the Pentateuch is established on in this country. They want to get rid of that because they're trying to tear down who we are, and they're trying to revise in the minds of the people that this is who we've always been when there's nothing further from the truth. I just want to give you a couple examples. When you go to Delaware Constitution, 1776, an acknowledgement of Christian belief was a requirement for holding public office during the years of the founders. Every person appointed in public office shall say, I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ his only Son and in the Holy Ghost, one God blessed forevermore. I do acknowledge the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testament to be given by divine inspiration. That's not changed. That's who we are. Pennsylvania and Vermont Constitution, and each member of the legislature before he takes seat shall make all and subscribe the following declaration. I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the evil. And I've got lists and teachings, line upon line, precept upon precept, where I could keep you for the next 10 hours. But yet, for some reason or another, we're told right now that, you know what, all these different forms of beliefs, all these different forms of belief, they have a right because the ignorance of the American people, they have submitted to those that are revising their history by saying, well, you know what is freedom of religion? Listen, foreigners are afforded asylum in America, but they are not afforded the permission to go ahead and change our system of government. And that's all we have been seeing from the Muslims that have come in from the Middle East, by the way, that have been allured into America, that are getting what all the attention that they need by the mainstream media, but they're getting all the attention that they need to establish a government that runs antithetical to who we are. That is not freedom of religion. That is treason. And that is illegal in any country. Try it in their country, and that will prove my point. Go ahead and go over to the Middle East and tell them you want to establish a Christian form of government in their particular government and see how long your head remains upon your shoulders. But in America, all the American people, oh, no, come on in. You guys can do whatever you want. You know, you got freedom to go ahead and violate our laws. You got freedom to go ahead and try to establish another God. Are you people kidding me? And then you wonder why you're confused. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. Here, I want to highlight this one individual, this guy in particular, and I've told you about him, and I've told you to beware of him over and over, and everything about this guy is wrong if you have any discernment. Everything about his daddy was wrong. If you guys all know who William Randolph Hearst was, he's the one that said about Billy Graham back in the 50s, puff him up. You had an occultist say that you need to puff up Billy Graham. Why? Because Billy Graham, I'll tell you what, that guy was a friend of the world in every sense of the word. I've got a book right here. These are all the friends that Billy hung out with. And all of the compromises and negotiations and efforts of diplomacy to try to create a what? A one world religion. How did that come about? Well, none other than yours truly, the Grahams, okay? Now, I want to highlight this, and I want you to hear this. I want you to hear it for yourself. How is it that when we look at the likes of a Billy Graham today, how is it, we know that he's gone, but
it shouldn't be any surprise. Hey,
folks,
he
changed the message from repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he changed it to God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. It completely stands in stark contrast. It contradicts scripture. It teaches people, instead of holding and bearing your cross, to throw off your cross. And no matter what, God loves you and he's got a wonderful plan for your life. And yet 11 of the 12 of the apostles were martyred. I mean, come on, folks. Are we really talking about this? Like we don't know the difference? And see, the reason they get away with this is because most professors in the church today, they have no idea what the Word of God says. Here, and that's what I'm doing here right now. Somehow or another, speaking of Billy Graham, it's interesting that Hollywood, during the time that he was alive, they put up a star for none other than Billy Graham. Okay, how is that? I mean, I know not how. In Hollywood, they put up these fallen, demoralized, and debased reprobates as some sort of standard bearers, Romans 1:24, of moral guidance. They take it so far as to honor the fallen with a star on the sidewalk. I'll be right back, folks. This is the kind of stuff that works me up, just for the record. We'll be right back.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pawlowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, "I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error." Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, "With reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost."
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, guys. Here I am, 281-845-4704, just highlighting these some of these sick jokers that they put up, friends, as some sort of standard in which we're to follow. And what they're doing is they're mixing the religions, right? And again, the Lord said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," but the current administration claims to be a Christian, though we found out he again converted to another religion. And it's no surprise here, because we see everything he advocates for, at least behind closed doors, the Lord condemns. And then when he gets in the face of the people, he sits there and plays up to the people and deceiving them. And the people seem to be in satisfaction that it's okay, that, you know, they love Jesus so much that they allow the guy that they follow, that takes precedence over the words of Jesus, they're going to follow him over Christ. And that's exactly what they do. And it's exactly what they've been doing far too long in this country. And again, it's nobody's fault but our own for tolerating this nonsense. I want to show you this, and I'm not talking about Franklin Graham having a star. I'm talking about his dad. He's the one that's going to give a invocation during the inaugural address from Donald Trump, okay? One of them. But also keep in mind, he's representing Billy Graham, his dad's organization. And what I wanted you to know is that Billy Graham was a man of the world. The world loved Billy Graham so much so that Hollywood even gave them a star. Now, I want you to understand that when Hollywood gives you a star, that's a sign of a fallen star. I don't know if you know that or not. Okay? It's the sign of a fallen star on the sidewalks, suggesting that there's some sort of honor instead of shame obtained when their names are written upon one of them. Luke 16:15. But that's who these people are, right? Keep in mind, during the turn of the century, Hollywood is originally the location where the land was given freely to congregations that were willing to erect their churches in those places. And that took place all the way up until the 60s. But I got a question for you. So why would the son of Billy Graham, this guy right here that you're looking at right now, Franklin Graham, this is the guy that said his dad would have took the vaccination, going right along with the administration. This is the guy that said Jesus himself would have took the vaccination. I'm not kidding. Okay? That's blasphemy. Every single administration that the Grahams have been a part of, does anybody want to tell me why things have been getting worse and not better? Isn't it him, if the Lord really put him in that position, though we know William Randolph Hearst did, in puffing him up and making him famous, isn't it interesting? Billy changed his message, and along with that, they went right along with all the corrupt politicians since that time. We have abortion. We have what they call the removal prayer, which has never been taken away. You forfeited that right, Americans. We see them remove the Ten Commandments. We see them advocate for abortion, the murder of children. We've seen them advocate for two men getting married, two women getting married. Obama. I mean, do you see the Grahams in any sense of the word rebuke them publicly, or do you always see them continuously high five the current administration, regardless if it's Biden, regardless if it's Obama, and now Donald Trump? No difference. Two wings to the same bird. That's all I'm asking you. Okay? These are worldly men, period. Now listen, going back to Billy Graham, his dad, who's going to give the invocation, the benediction, the prayer at the inaugural address for Donald Trump. Billy Graham has a Hollywood star. Why? Why would the world love Billy Graham in such a way or a fashion that pedophiles, homosexuals, child murderers, cult leaders, and advocates of every form of evil are praising Billy Graham, and yet Jesus Christ was hated? I'm just curious. John 7:7, I'm going up to John 15 right now, and what does it tell us there? It says, if you were of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Isn't that amazing how loved the Grahams are? Isn't it amazing that when you look at all of these individuals that Donald Trump has just chosen to give the invocation, foreigners, foreign religions, different denominations under the Christian umbrella, they're all compromised men, every single one of them. They all claim that this is a Christian nation, but yet they're willing to meet like this is some sports competition going on between us and foreigners. But isn't it interesting how they're just wide open, all open arms to other foreign religions to come in and to give their prayer invocations? Isn't that interesting how they're now, like in Minnesota, they have taken the Minnesota flag, they've made it a Muslim flag, no joke. They have the second floor in the Capitol in Minnesota totally dedicated to Muslims. Folks, do you know anything about the history of who we are and what Thomas Jefferson taught us about the Quran and his understanding of the Quran? It was to educate the people as to why it's not tolerated here in America. Now the American people, well, it's freedom of religion. They can do whatever they want to do. I'll tell you what, why don't you look to Europe? Why don't you look to France? Why don't you look to Germany? Why don't you look to those countries right now that are being completely overrun by these people that have been dropped off in their countries, and you tell me how it's working out for them. Is it about freedom of religion? Nope. It's about them coming in and conquering in the name of Allah. And what is that? Well, if you know scripture enough, folks, that all took place because those people forsook the Lord. And it's exactly what's coming to the land that we live in here in America today. And these people are the ones that are advocating it. And what is it? Ecumenicalism. A oneness. That's what this is all about. Okay? Hey, folks, what do you see after a fight between two boxers? For months, you see them sit there and talk about how they hate each other, just like the politicians. But what do you see? You see them
complain about each other, call them out, talk about how much they hate them, look at their weak points, talk about how they're going to destroy them. And then after the fight, what do? They hug, I love you, man, we're the best of friends. Do you think that that's not by design? Are you suggesting that this is yin and yang? That somehow or another, God and the devil are somehow reconciled and they're friends? And all of this is just a testing ground for those that are just doing the best that they can possibly be? Or are we to be separate? Are we to understand our warfare? Are we to give up our land in this siege? Or are we to stand against it? If you look at men in the Bible, they were always men that stood against it. They didn't compromise their position. They knew their position. And this is not our position in any sense of the word. It's because of every one of these that are being put up as these debased high priests in the sight of the people. That is exactly why the American people are where they're at today. Read John 15:19 when you get a moment, please, because that's going to help you explain a little more as to what's going on. So enough with Billy Graham. But again, I just want you to understand that Franklin Graham is right on the heels of his father. Folks, this is heresy. Look at me. I want you to look at me. Jesus Christ, in him alone is the standard. And if you knew his word, you would understand. You would be up in arms. You would be indignant concerning what you're seeing here today. Because through their silence, they have been the ones that have been advocating for the state of where we're at as a country today. It's because of what the American people have followed. If they followed the Christ, none of these would be put in the position that they're in right now. Why? Because they would know that the men are not to be elevated in such a fashion. But they've been elevated by corrupt men like Jeroboam and like what you see yours truly concerning whose inaugural address this is going to take place at. You can see where men means to usurp the position of Christ, and that is our first and it's our last mistake that we're going to make. It's going to be our first and it's going to be our last mistake, Americans. You better understand what's up and coming. Because when you look at dictatorships, when you look at a totalitarian system of government or an authoritarian system of government, whatever you want to call it, this is exactly the kind of stuff that you see. Every one of these men are frauds when it comes to their profession. And if it wasn't true, then why is it that they're not protesting publicly because they have the ability to do it? Why are they not protesting the corruption concerning the very one that they're going to usher in with a prayer in the name of Jesus Christ? Hey, apparently these men and the American people don't understand that the Lord, you shall not take his name in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You need to understand that these are all globalists that are put in place to establish what old Billy and the Pope are trying to establish right now. And for you that are defensive about the Pope, is anybody seeing the heresies that are coming from this guy? Oh my goodness gracious people. He's at war with Jesus Christ. He's at war with the church. That is the definition of heresy every given step of the way. The Catholic, the good Catholic people that know their word, and I'm talking about the word universal because that's the definition of Catholicism, they are standing up against him. They are setting up websites all over the world telling the people that this guy, he's a Jesuit, he's not one of us. This is not a Christian man. He's advocating clearly for what God condemns. His latest move was to say the priests can now be sodomites, but they need to stay celibate. Hey, Americans, have you been paying attention to what's been going on in your own country for the last 50, 60, 70 years under some of these people? And it's not just been the Catholics, it's been the evangelicals too, concerning the sodomites making a prey of their own children. It's not hard to find. It's not hard to find. And where do they do the fishing for these little kids? In orphanages. In Christian homes, as they're called. Folks, my goodness. Again, if people understood the word of God, they would understand that this is a lack of Christianity every given step of the way. When you look at the reformers, when you look at the apostles and the prophets, they would be up in air. Their hands would be up in the air right now, warning the people as to what this is about. This is about bringing them all together in an ecumenical oneness. Folks, they used to call the Grahams, by the way. They called Billy Graham the ecumenical preacher, the oneness preacher. They called him the evangelical pope. Do you not understand? Everything about these people is wrong. I'm not even going to go, folks, to the one that's going to give a prayer to Allah. I mean, my goodness. Hey, folks, let's go to the Middle East and do that there and see how it goes. My goodness. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern-day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com.
My goodness, friends. I have been on this show. It's amazing to me. I just seen somebody posting about these guys that they're putting up to give the prayers for Donald Trump. I don't know if you know this or not, but I've been to the top of the ladder, okay, that you know of in the movement that you would call the leadership of the evangelicals. I'm talking about the Franklins. I'm talking about the Joiners. I'm talking about the Boykins. I'm talking about the FRC. I mean, folks, I've been there. Have the hat, have the t-shirt. Know exactly what I'm talking about. Know exactly what I'm telling you. You have compromised, diplomatic, capitulating cowards at the top for the most part. That's why you're in trouble. Many of those said evangelicals are guilty of the very crimes that they want you to believe that they stand against, but you never see them stand against it. It's just through omission. It's through an unspoken. But folks, I want to tell you firsthand, I've been there. I know exactly what I'm telling you. And I'm telling you that every one of these men have been put up. I can also tell you during the first cycle with Donald Trump, It was interesting that we had a friend that was inside of or on that evangelical board concerning what Donald Trump had around him. And he had told me, and I know this all the way back to George Bush, by the way, but going back up to Donald Trump, we were told from someone that was on his board that not one said evangelical, not one said Christian leader, as they call them, which they're not leaders, they're followers of Christ. They're supposed to be. Not one of them opposed Donald Trump. He said for 3.5 hours, they all sat there and they praised Donald Trump. Donald Trump was advocating sodomy. Donald Trump was advocating the murder of innocent babies in the womb. Donald Trump was advocating what they call transgenderism. Go online, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Oh, and the list goes on. Not a one of them said anything. Not a one of them said anything. You know, by the way, you just seen Charlie Kirk, you know, his little youth leader, little Nazi youth leader, Charlie Kirk, advocating for another sodomite to be put on to Donald Trump's cabinet. Folks, are you really that blind? Have you seen any of those people that he has around him? Has anybody stood up and protested him in the face of God? Nope, not a one. Not a one. Not a one. I thought they received eternal life from Jesus Christ. I thought that they were there to please God and not man. And I'm talking about Galatians 1. Read verse 8 and then go down 9 and 10. I didn't know that they were there to please man. Hey, folks, do you see? Do you see the problem that these people have with people like me? Can you imagine only 300 individuals that were willing to take a stand like Gideon did during the time that he faced off with the Midianites? He didn't go to patty cake with them. He went to expose them and to deal with them. And we have a legal system in this country to do the same thing. Why is it that all the said evangelicals in America today are just going along with this? How come you're not hearing anybody protest the sins and the transgressions of the current administration? They wouldn't last long, would they? Nope. They got to have everybody in unanimity. They have to have everybody together in a line. This is what you're seeing here, friends, is the devil tying the tails. That's what's happening. And that's exactly who he has around him. Those that are just as guilty as H-E double hockey sticks as he is. We got Bob calling from Texas. Bob, it's all yours.
Hey, Bradley, you are the top of the ladder. You are the only ladder out of the cesspool that we find ourselves in. There's nobody better that can make the biblical argument than you. I mean, it's just unsurpassed. The one suggestion I have to make, and I speak about it all the time, although I'm getting a little more knowledgeable of it. I've always talked about Blackstone and First Law, but I've been reading his, you know, the first volume of his four-volume commentaries, and I tell you, that is where we learn the connection between our law and the Bible. You know, Blackstone's always talking about Montesquieu and Locke and everything. It's everything Christianity. So it gives you a little better ammo because, you know, you got the Bible, but you got it. This is a way to argue with law, the law that our founders wrote. They, you know, they just lived and breathed Blackstone to produce our Declaration and our Constitution. So I don't know. If you just knew the first 50 pages of Blackstone as well as you know the whole entirety of the Bible, man, your argument would be unbeatable. That's all I wanted to say.
Amen. Thank you, sir. I totally appreciate it. 281-845-4704. Right now, I was just highlighting online. Thank you, Bob. We had Sal calling from Colorado. You dropped off. Guy, I got to stay my topic, and then I'll pull you up when I get a moment. I was just highlighting the fact that here's Charlie Kirk. I'll tell you another one is Jack Hibbs. He's another one entertaining this nonsense, friends. He's another one promoting a man. This is what I want you to say, or this is what I want you to hear. These men, Jack Hibbs, I can name tons of other ones across the country. John Hagee, the list goes on. Charlie Kirk, they all profess that Jesus is their Lord. But in action, you see who their Lord is. It's the current administration. It's the current administration because they're too deceived and self-deceived to acknowledge the fact that there's over 1,300 others to pick from, but they didn't want to play that game. They didn't want to play by the rules that our forefathers gave concerning the Constitution. They wanted to play by the rules that the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled Mockingbird, and their useful idiots were dishing up to them. So what they did is they got exactly what they deserved, and they allured all of the sheep right along behind them. Okay? And what I'm highlighting right now, I am telling you that Charlie, write it down. The man inadvertently, he just seems like he's almost, what do I want to say? I hope to believe inadvertently, he is playing a dangerous, dangerous game. He's being used. He's been given millions, he brags about it, the millions and millions and millions of dollars. He's infiltrating the churches right now with TPUSA. And it's a doctrine that does nothing but to uphold what the government is doing rather than what the Word of God is doing. And they'll say, well, that's not true. But the fact of the matter is, if you ask a guy like Charlie Kirk what his objective is, said he, is to get the youth to vote for Donald Trump. Well, wait a second. If Jesus Christ is really your Lord, then why are you advocating a man that is advocating what your Lord condemns? Didn't Jesus say you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me? Yeah. Isn't this exactly why Elijah went to the top of the mountain? And notice the 7,000 that didn't bend the knee. Praise God, there's 7,000 out there, rest assured. They're good ones, folks. They're God-breathed. They've been born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. And they're not going to bow the knee. You can rest assured they're there because they are there, that are not going along with this nonsense, but they're all being suppressed and censored, every one of them, okay? For those that are not, you better beware. And I'm telling you right now, just the names that I gave you, just off the top of my head, they are pushing an agenda that gives control to the state rather than to the Christ. Their allegiance is to government corruption, not realizing that they're the government under God and that the very government that they're promoting right now are their representatives that operate through delegated authority. They have no idea what I just said. And I'm telling you that Charlie Kirk is one of those in a big way. And I believe that he knows in part, but I don't believe he understands how dangerous of a game that he's a part of right now. Now, I want to say this again. Jack Hibbs, these other guys, and there's some people I'm just not going to say because I'm still hoping that he gets out of his delusion. Some of these guys that are advocating this nonsense of what's going on here, trying to justify, no matter how many times I show them the fruit on the branches, they sit there and they say, well, you know, that's not what he said. That's not what he said. Nope, that's not what he said, but that's what he did. And that's what you don't want to see. Whoa, you can reject it all that you want to, folks. But I'm here to tell you, you keep going the direction that you're going. Because as I've said before, there's no more can to kick the road down. You have no more road to kick the can down. The only thing that you have now is the cliff. And what you see is all these said leaders of the evangelical movement that are pushing you with a thrust like none other before, right over the top of the cliff. And they're doing it willfully, headlong. And Charlie Kirk just happens to be one of those guys. Charlie Kirk calls himself a Christian, right? By the way, the kids think he's a sodomite. If you look at him, he does really have that look about him. He looks like a special child. He really does. But he's promoting Scott Bessent, who is extraordinarily well-qualified and has the perfect demeanor to be the next Treasury Secretary, right? Hang on, I'm not going nowhere. I want you to see this, because these are the kinds of people that these evangelicals are promoting. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on. Hang on. Hang on. Okay, I'm going to go on here. This is Charlie Kirk's promotion. He did this before with another representative named Presley from Wisconsin. He gave him five. Hey, folks, Charlie Kirk, who just comes out of nowhere, gives him $5 million. Shapiro's another one. Candace Owens, another one. I'm hoping Candace comes out of her delusion and her deception But you better, again, as I've said before, you better ask yourself the question, why is it that they have a phone line to the president of the United States? Why is it that they're called up to give congressional hearings? How come guys like me aren't? I'm just curious. Because they know that we're going to make reference to law, law that they're supposed to uphold, that they mean to tear down. They don't want, they just want you caught up between the right and the left. That's it. Divide and conquer. But let's go back to this. This is Charlie Kirk. Trump's selection of Bessent. He's a sodomite. God condemns him. He condemns himself. He's married to another man. He has two children with his husband. I mean, never in the history of mankind have we dared the justice of God in such a fashion. But we're doing it. How are we doing it? By allowing it. That's how. It's also a reminder of President Trump's love and respect for LGBT Americans. Remember all of those guys that I showed you? They're all there to support Donald Trump, okay? Every one of them who is supporting what God condemns. Who are they supporting? Who do they really serve? Do they serve the Lord Jesus Christ, friends? Or do they serve man in the arm of the flesh that's bringing a curse on your nation? Okay, one more thing. This was something I showed you yesterday, but I'm going to end with this. The Daily Beast. Donald Trump is fundraising with George Soros' protege, Scott Bessent. This is the guy that Charlie Kirk is promoting. Okay, a list of Soros-backed. Oh, who's Soros-backed? Well, let's take a look. J.D. Vance, who's a pharmaceutical investor, he is the said vice president of the United States of America. Guess who backs him? George Soros, an international war criminal. Rick Scott sold you as a good guy. Hey, friends, how do you know? Here, let me show you something real quick. I'll give you a little history lesson so you can learn something. And I'm not saying that condescendingly, but I am telling you this is how it works. How do you know who the bad guys are today? The ones that have been sold to you as the good guys. Just ask the tyrants of the past. I'm talking about who's George Soros backed. Well, Scott Bessent, the one that Charlie Kirk is advocating for. Ted Cruz is another one. Donald Trump is fundraising with George Soros' protege, Scott Bessent. Ted Cruz is a part of that. That guy's an absolute clown. Guy's got five... offices all over the country. He's undermining the American people. He's one of the great appeasers that we have in this country. And somehow or another, he sold to the people as someone that is a constitutional scholar. Let's just have a conversation with Mr. Ted Cruz. Nope, avoid me like the plague. John Kennedy's another one making jokes about what's going on in your country as your freedoms are being upended by these people, giving power to those that mean to basically attack you. In a totalitarian way, using the law against the law. Chuck Grassley's another one. Lindsey Graham's another one. I mean, folks, Lindsey Graham from the top of his head to the sole of his feet stinks a politician around the world. Mitch McConnell, the guy that was busted trafficking over 90 pounds of cocaine through the Ping Mei, his in-laws who are Chinese, trafficking cocaine for him, sells himself, and so does the media, as Mr. Anti-Drug, as he's trafficking drugs. You might want to talk to Judge Roy Moore about Mitch McConnell. The people that have been put up in your face as the good guys in this country, friends, are the very ones that are ushering in the New World Order. Can I ask you something in ending here? And I ask this in all sincerity. All sincerity. What are you going to tell your kids? When your opportunity came up, you did nothing. I'm asking. What are you going to tell them? Because I can tell you what our forefathers did. They did everything in their power, and they even wrote it in the preamble of the United States Constitution as to why they established it and who it was for. It was for their posterity. That's me and you. What are you going to tell your kids? I just want to know. If you let this go, what are you going to tell your children? Let me put it a different way, and I should do a show on this. You have 30 minutes to explain to your forefathers what's happened to the country that they gave you. You have 30 minutes to explain to them and offer them up your excuses as to why your country that they made a heaven into a hell. You have 30 minutes to explain to them why you tolerated everything that they condemned. Posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I will hope you make a good use of it, for if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I even took half of the pains to preserve it. John Adams. What you tolerate today in this country is a political system aimed at destroying everything that you are. Again, if you don't want to hear me, just go ahead and listen to the said current administration reoccupying themselves to go ahead and assail the American people once again. And you better rest assured that wave's coming back. And why? Because you didn't put a stop to it. Don't stand there on Judgment Day and blame the Lord for what you tolerated. You know, I just seen a brand new title from Tim. You know, is our hope the end of the world? Oh, it's fantastic. Right. And you know what's interesting is all these people that are pointing their finger to the man to save America, his allegiance is not to America. It's to the devil and the hell that they mean to create. Isn't it interesting that the Charlie Kirks, the Jack Kibbs, oh, the list goes on. What are they telling you? Oh, when things get so bad, man, Jesus is going to come and rescue from your responsibility. Well, I got a question for you guys, by the way. How come he hasn't rescued us from it during the fires? How come he didn't rescue us from it during the pandemic? How come he didn't rescue us from September 11th? Why hasn't he rescued us from all of the corrupt politicians? Because the Lord's going to turn around and say, because you tolerated it. I put you here on this earth as my army. You are to be on this earth that my will might be done. You are put on this earth to be more than a conqueror. Not a succumber. Not to create some heretical doctrine from some heretic that added to the word of God and said to his rich buddies that, hey, listen, you're a special people, and because you've given me money, I want to give you a new doctrine, and I'm going to tell you that when it gets so bad, you're going to be raptured from responsibility. It is a military strategic plan to remove the very army that God has called to this earth to fight off what it is that we're dealing with today, just like our forefathers. Why is it that they advocate a rapture, dispensationalist, heretical theology? Why is that? How is it that people in their right mind listen to that nonsense, all the while knowing as to how it was created in the 1800s? Again, this is what happens when people don't read the Word of God for themselves. They end up confused. Daniel 9:7. They end up following man. That's why we have 45,000 different denominations. Look what's going on. Look what's going on. You know who is responsible, going back to Tim's headline, is the hope that we have the destruction of the world? Is the hope that we have is when it gets so bad, the Lord's going to rapture us from responsibility? None of that's there in Scripture. No, the hope is when what the church does with the truth that the Lord gave them, because the Lord said, I'll show myself strong on those in the behalf of those that trust me. Those that have given me their heart, that I might show myself strong on their behalf. They know nothing of that. They just know this defeatism of Christianity that teaches, you know what, just say the prayer, you're saved, but don't tell those people what they've been saved for. That's the second side of the conversation that has never been talked about, at least for those that refuse to know the truth of the matter. If you've been saved, Americans, let me ask you, what have you been saved for? What have you been saved for? You know, I got right here, none other, and I love it, and I'm going to go to it, and I'm going to go to Psalm 71. I got it in my comic book, and I'm going to go over there, and I want you to see what it says. This is King David, who served his generation. Put this in contrast to what you see today in America. Okay, listen to this. It says, now when I'm also old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, God, is very high, who hath done great things, O God, who is like unto thee. Boy, that's a different message, isn't it? When we read the book of Psalms and 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel and 1 Kings, and we see the life of David and how he went on conquering, and all the prophets of old and how they went on conquering, and the children of Israel under Moses and Joshua went on conquering, and then I think of the small prophets and how they went on conquering, and then I find them in the faith chapter in 11:32 of Hebrews and how they conquered and conquered and conquered, and then I look at my forefathers and how the Lord used them to conquer, to make the world anew, said Thomas Paine, and I see their posterity going back to the very things that lead them into Egypt. And the same people that opposed, just as Janus and Jamborees withstood Moses, they were ever learning and they never ever came to the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because they never moved on what they've been saved for. That's why. And they were obviously resisting him for the very purpose. But I'm here to tell you right now, Americans, your gloom and doom message is not found in the Word of God. It's found in those that you're listening to that are preaching a different gospel. And let them be a curse, because that is exactly what they're bringing upon this nation. A curse. And you see it. You see it. They're not upholding the law. They're tearing down the law. Yeah. They're not putting up righteous men that are to serve the people. They're putting up men that are serving themselves. I remember none other than William Wallace, Braveheart. You know, these nobles, remember when he was condemning the nobles that you put up with Americans? They have it within themselves to believe that the people are, that they're put in that position for the people to serve them rather than the nobles to serve the people. What you see today is not America. It's a spirit of anti-Americanism. It promotes a spirit of anti-Christ at every given step. How is it that you're not mad about it? How is it that you're not raising your voice about what's going on? How come you're not out there telling everybody else what's going on? Because this country is in extreme danger. I can show you videos all day long about how you are under attack. And again, it's not coming from without. It's coming from within. And you all the well know it. And you all the well know it. And you also know the politicians tell you one thing, and you know that they're guilty of doing the opposite. And you know it. And I'm talking about your favorite politicians. And you know it. And you keep putting up with it. And you disobey the Lord at every step. The Word calls people such as you a revolter. The Lord said, don't even pray for those people. Tell them, I'm coming. And there's nothing that they can do to put a stop to it. And the Lord gives us this in stages. Is he a merciful God? Oh, yeah. Hey, but folks, for the Lord to sit back, and I speak as a man doing this the best way that I can and wording it to understand, he's not going to sit back and watch you allow the wicked to murder children. He's not going to sit back and allow you to go ahead and advocate for something that's never been in the history of mankind. You call yourself a Christian nation, but you do that which the devil does. You tolerate that which the devil tolerates. You're not standing up against it. You're an accomplice to it. That's why the Lord judges countries. It's a mercy to the innocent that he judges the guilty. And who are the wicked, according to Scripture? Those that know to do right, but they do it not. That's who he judges. If you're not standing against it, Americans, you're guilty of it. And that's where America's at today. And you better understand, you go ahead and go back all to every one of our radio shows since the very beginning. You're in trouble. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Americans, your government, after September 11th, accused a foreign country of what took place in New York. Shortly thereafter, all of these agencies were set up to attack not foreigners, but the American people. That is judgment from heaven. And if you're on the side of the Lord, you better agree with him, friends. You better kiss the Son and agree with what he decrees, because regardless if you like it or not, Americans no longer under the blessings, and I'm talking about those that are outside of Christ, those that continuously act as if they're something that they're not, you better understand that his judgments are upon this nation. And because the American people didn't want to know him during his blessed state and his blessings, they're going to learn of him and his judgments. And again, that's where we're at. And you can like it or you can lump it. It's just the word of God. And again, you better find yourself on the right side when this all comes down, folks, because little by little, his judgments are reigning. And what we're seeing is we're seeing men stick their head up in the place of where Christ sits. And the Lord will give his glory to none other. It's that simple. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.